following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I found myself in a unique situation last winter of deciding if it was time to pursue my dream of playing in the NFL.
Option play near side, pitch back to Amir. He gets a nice shield block on the edge. Amir to the 40, 35, first down, 30. Amir cutting back to the middle field, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Amir dives, touchdown Nebraska. What a spectacular run by Amir Abdullah.
I've come to realize that life is bigger than football, and that my chances of long-term success in life will be greatly enhanced by completing my college education.
Sails toward the goal line. Abdullah grabs it right at the goal line. Amir to the 10, 15, 20. He's got a seam, 25. Cuts to the outside. Oh, what a move. 40-yard line to midfield. He is gone. Amir Abdullah.
It's truly an honor to play for this program, to represent the N, and to one day walk across that stage with my diploma in hand.
Just a four-man rush. Armstrong to the sideline. Here he comes, Abdullah.
Wow.
And Abdullah still on his feet. Lester Kemp throws a block. Amir Abdullah all the way home. Touchdown, Nebraska.
I'm Amir Abdullah, and I play for Nebraska.
Trips to the near side. Kellogg gets a shotgun snap. Final play of the game. Ron waiting for the wideouts to get downfield. Launches the throw down toward the goal line. Going up. Ball tipped in the air.
Yes! Caught! Touchdown! Jordan Westerkamp! Nebraska wins the game on the final play of the contest! Oh! Baby!
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! What a scene in Lincoln, baby!
Nebraska will snap the ball a length of the football away from the goal line. And they want to throw. What a play call. Anunua. He's going to go 99 yards. Holy cow, what a call.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those.
Oh, they don't have him yet. Look at Tommy Frazier. How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown.
Going to Kenny Bell. Going to make the catch at the 1. Kenny to the 10, 15, 25. Kenny to the 30. He's got some room. Kenny Bell to the 40. Kenny Bell's got one man to beat the kicker. To the 50, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nebraska. A 98-yard kickoff return for Kenny Bell.
They're going to put it down, yep, at the 47-yard line. If he were to hit it, it'll go in the books as the longest in school history. This is an attempt of 57 yards. Does he have enough? Is it long enough? He got it!
Sam Fultz gets a good snap. Good boomy kick. This one's sailing towards the end zone. Bounces at the 3. Takes a Husker hop. Huskers will down it inside the 5. Sam Burt scooped it up and held on to it at the 1-yard line. Terrific punt of 52 yards.
Eric Krause pumps once. He's in trouble. Eludes a tackle. Gets out of the end zone. He's to the 5. He's to the 10. Krause to the 15. Out across the 20. Krause to the 25. Out across the 30. 35, 40. Look out. He could go. He's to the 40. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 10.
Sumner gets a shotgun snap, throws over the middle, intercepted, picked off, Randy Gregory, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, a pick six for big old Randy Gregory. Back in the pocket, steps up, beginning rush, getting hit, getting dropped with a 25, a loose six more. Jared Crick gets another sack, his ninth of the year and his sixth in 2 weeks.
Michigan with a ball at their own 39-yard line. Gardner turns, straight hand off to Green, hit the backfield, Huskers, Corey Cooper drills him, he loses 2 yards.
Phillips up the middle, explodes, 20, cuts to the right, and Phillips is out of bounds at the 11-yard line.
Zone read, hand off to Cross, big hole, 45-40, 35-30, Amani 25-20, 15-10-5, touchdown Amani Cross, oh baby!
Rodgers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's to the 45, he's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home!
And a snap to Tommy and the give on the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the 5, and there for the touchdown! He's got the touchdown! It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger! It is history, 13-0, and bring that
Good Friday morning, everyone. Welcome to a Football Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Lagan with you on a jam-packed Friday full of football. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, will be up first. There's a little recruiting news out there. Of course, when you go out to California, I hope to get some things done out there when it comes to recruiting. But Nebraska is not, Jimmy, taking what they maybe did when they went out and played UCLA or when they went out and played Washington. I haven't heard of a crew going out early, swinging through a high school or putting on a little clinic or inviting them to a practice. Nebraska, and I'm a little surprised, what are they going to do when they get there? They're not leaving Lincoln until 5 o'clock or Omaha. I think it's Lincoln. I'm sure they got a charter out of there at 5 o'clock. That's a three-hour flight. By the time they get settled in, you know, it will be 8 o'clock Pacific Coast time, 10 o'clock here. That doesn't leave you a whole lot of time for meetings. So Coach Plenty said they'll finish things up when they get out there, but they're going to have all day tomorrow to kill, I guess, and see what happens. So I think it's a little interesting that this is basically a 24, 28-hour trip, however soon they can get out of there after the game tomorrow night, which I believe is a little different. Usually when they go to California, it's kind of a big thing no matter what the team is they're playing.
Yeah, I guess I didn't even realize that, you know what I mean, that that's what they were going to do. But, you know, I know there were some concerns a little bit about the starting time of how late it was going to be and what you're going to do with your players during that time. But, you know, everybody's resilient at that age. I mean, you know, as adults, sometimes it's hard for us to stay up till 9:30. But I think, you know, that's kind of when sometimes that's when some of those guys' days get started.
I was still doing volleyball way past that time last night. That doesn't even count.
Where were you at, Doug, last night?
I was at Hastings. Hastings and Kearney played a five-setter. We'll get into some of the other activities around the day as well. But Brian Munson, and then we will be heading out to Fresno and going to the Fresno Bee. Robert Kuwata is going to join us to talk about the Bulldogs. Will they actually be a very big test for Nebraska? What do they got? They got a couple of quarterbacks. It sounds like they've got a situation out there where obviously the press and the media or the fans want one guy. The coach is kind of playing both of them because he likes guy one and the other guy, people like guy two. Well, the coach is going to win that. So we'll find out what's going on there and why their defense is bad. Is it because of the teams they played or because they're bad? We'll find out.
They're horrible on defense. They were horrible last year. Absolutely one of the worst defensive football teams you will ever see in college football that wins. I mean, that the team wins games. Now, there's some bad defenses out there, but this team competes well and won the conference last year, but they have got an absolutely – it is almost ridiculous when you look at the scores of their games last year. I mean, when you're beating Rutgers 52-51 in overtime, you beat Hawaii 42-37. You know, no one's beaten Hawaii 42-37.
And that's with Derek Carr. That's with having a quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. They're scoring points now. But that defensive side of the ball is as bad as maybe Nebraska's ever seen anybody play defense.
Wow. Big statement there from Jimmy. Looking at the numbers, that's what they look like. Again, it's only through two games, and they aren't playing the Sisters for the Poor. They did play two road games against good football teams in Southern California, who might be a great football team, and Utah, who is what they are right now. They're not... I don't even want to say McNeese State because who knows? Maybe that's on the same level right there, but they're not, you know, East Carolina, Western Michigan, you know, some of those teams like that. So he'll join us bottom of the hour, and Mike Perenio is going to join us from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. So Mike Perenio will join us from the Mandalay Bay. Get a chance to delve into college and NFL. So that's all coming up. First, want to let you know, hey, check out the website, folks, FearAmir.com. Nebraska doesn't do a whole lot of big pushing with the Heisman, but they did put some stuff out for Ndamukong Suh, and now they're doing it with Abdullah. Just check out. That'll be a website there all fall long. FearAmir.com. It'll be updated throughout the season, hopefully with only good stuff for Amir Abdullah. UNK. It falls to 0-2. Just a tough way to lose a football game last night. I think it would have been for either team. The conditions were not good, either raining or misting all night. It's hard to grip a football, keep it dry. Both teams missed field goals. Both teams had botched snaps on field goals that weren't that long. And it was the only made field goal of the game. Washburn has an All-American type kicker, and he's able to punch through a 34-yarder midway through the fourth quarter, and 10-7's the final. And again, that's the kind of game you want to win to get to that next level. I mean, and by next level, I'm talking 500 for the Lopers, a team that they got crushed by last year. They played right down to the wire last night. And who knows how the conditions would have played. Maybe Washburn would have put up a lot of points. Maybe UNK would have put up a lot of points. We'll never know. It'll be interesting when we talk to Daryl again on Tuesday. What you do with that film? Do you just throw it away? Do you pick out a couple of good things? Because there's got to be so many plays in there that, you know, won't have anything to do with what you do the rest of the year unless somehow you're playing in conditions like that again.
Yeah, it was tough to throw the ball last night. You know, Doug, I think that was the one thing. It was tough to throw the ball. There was a play, Doug, in that game right at the end of the third quarter. UNK had the ball deep into territory, and the quarterback lost the ball, ended up recovering it, but it was about a 10-yard loss. And then UNK did a very smart thing. The wind was blowing into their face, and they kind of acted like they were going to go for it on fourth down and got the clock to run out. So then they changed the flipped the field, so they got to kick the field goal with the wind at their back, but they had a bad snap, and the timing just went off. And that was probably a really important part of the game because you lost a little momentum there too. And then, like you said, then they ended up kicking the field goal with about, I don't know, somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter to get the 3-point lead, and UNK could not move the ball.
Well, the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on here. Doug Duda, Jim Langan on this Friday, and we've got a lot to talk about. And we welcome back in after a little hiatus from the show, Brian Munson. Hopefully he enjoyed his summer. About 40 degrees up here, Munson. What's it like down there in the great state of Texas?
I was just saying, we're getting our first rain down here probably in the last 4 to 6 weeks easily. The lake beds have pretty much dried up. They're 6 to 12 feet deep typically in the areas down here, and we're looking forward to some temperatures that are gonna dip for the first time in months. I was telling Jeff offline, I said it hasn't gotten cooler than about 83 degrees overnight down here in the last 2 months.
Bragger.
So we're looking forward to some temperature difference. I mean, they're talking like mid 80s, high 70s all weekend, overnights in the 50s. So we're really looking forward to that.
I want to, before I get jumping into Nebraska here, Texas, UCLA, is that a big game? Does Texas have a chance here?
The thing about UCLA is that they haven't looked too convincing their first couple of weeks. I watched them against Virginia. The defensive side of the football had to step up and put some scores on the board. I'm not totally sure what's really going on with them. It seems like they don't have the running back, the running game to kind of complement Hundley, and Hundley has been asked to do a lot. He's kind of pressing himself, I felt. I don't think Texas stands much of a chance because I haven't read much about any of the suspensions that Coach Strong had passed out last week, if they're going to continue to suspend those guys this week or not. UCLA, I think, is just, they're about ready to start hitting their stride, I feel, and they're probably ready to go ahead and knock down Texas again this week. But you know what? People don't know really what to make of Texas, but after watching BYU last night, I would say that the one thing we could take away from watching Texas the first couple of weeks is that BYU is a very, very, very good football team after what I saw last night.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk a little Husker recruiting, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. Easier on you for a lifetime. Some visitors, a lot of close, this is where you kind of get some in-state kids early on in the season. And I mentioned at the top of the show, Nebraska's not really making a big recruiting trip of this deal out to California. I haven't heard of anybody going out early. The team's going out real late. This is going to be out practice or out to get up tomorrow and play the game and come back, which I thought was unusual. Did you get that vibe?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with where they're at in this class right now at the moment. I mean, you're looking at a class that's two-thirds of the way full. You've really got to have a need here for the first road trip of the season, and you know, still a quarterback, I think, that generally speaking is young, is inexperienced. you need the team to remain focused. I don't think you can – it's all hands on deck right now until you go through this a couple of times. And I think that this is going to be a nice test going out there to Fresno. It's a later game. There's a lot of different circumstances that go along with this game, not just the defense and what things are going to be like, the time differential. Actually getting there in front of the different stands, not having the friendly confines of what's going on in Memorial Stadium in comparison. So I didn't find it all that shocking just based on the first away game and where they're at with this class. But I think it's still very, very important, not just for this year, but for next year and years down the road for Nebraska to do well, because obviously Nebraska likes to go to California. And they like to grab players from that area. So it's still very important that they go out there and do a great job, despite the fact that they're not getting out there and doing a lot of stuff on the road.
Hey, I'm going to cut to the chase and not sugarcoat it. I'm just going to go out right with it right now. A lot of my friends that I talk about and follow Nebraska football, and some of these guys have even played for the Huskers, they made the comment that they felt our defensive line was maybe overweight and a little too slow to compete in the Big Ten. Well, definitely when they play anybody that's fast. Was that a concern to you?
I think, obviously I know Vincent Valentine had been trying to drop some weight. There was a conditioning issue, I think, with Vincent last year. It sounded like he'd really addressed that pretty well in the spring, although that hasn't led to a lot of success so far this fall. McMullen is, McMullen's not your traditional defensive end in Nebraska. He is big. I mean, that guy is Adam Carriker size. I mean, he is just a big, framed guy that carries a lot of weight. He moves pretty well. I've been pleasantly surprised with how well he has done with not having Randy Gregory on the other side of the line from him. But I mean, I could definitely see some of that. And that might go into a lot, with what Nebraska has recruited behind those guys that are already there at Nebraska, already there in Lincoln. You talk about Collins, you talk about Maurice, and you talk about Vincent Valentine a little bit. We'll compare and contrast them to Peyton Newell and Khalil Davis and Carlos Davis. When you start talking about the 6'2", the 6'3" guys that are 265, 275, and they run, the 4.7, 4.8. Guys that understand leverage and that are really strong, that traditionally probably could have played more of a four in a odd man front in a 3-4, as opposed to playing a three in a 4-3. So there is a little bit different of athlete coming down the pipe, I think, for Nebraska. I think Kevin Williams is a guy that is a little bit better of an athlete. I mean, we'll see what happens after this injury. But I think athletically for big guys, they still can really run really well. But, I mean, until you put Randy Gregory on that defensive line, I don't think a lot of things are going to look as well as what they can. I think there's really just been, a lot of focus just on those three or four guys that are traditionally there, and it's just tough to really get a sense of how good those guys are.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report, Scout.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Brian, what about recruiting? I would think that next week would be the marquee weekend to bring recruits in. It's Miami. It's the night game. The guys can get there. It's obviously the highlighted home game of the season. Just where we're at recruiting, I've seen some names. You can tell us more about those guys.
So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be everything is going to be very fluid. Everybody that was talking about Miami, everybody's been talking about Miami now for a month. I think we're going to make Miami my official visit. Well, I think that's going to be the case with a lot of the commitments. You start talking about the Davis brothers, who I mentioned before. Eric Lee, or excuse me, maybe Adrian Anderson. One of those guys is coming in that week, and the other guy's coming in for Illinois. I'm getting kind of flipped around. Christian Gaylord. You probably have got four, five, six guys that'll be committed that'll be in that weekend for their official visit. After that, you start talking about Lamar Jackson, the Louisville commitment, the quarterback, that everybody that thought that was Nebraska's last real solid quarterback opportunity out there for them to grab somebody, who also visited, earlier in the summer and loved it. So he's a guy that's coming in, Deshaun Raymond, from Louisiana, and there's going to be, I would say upwards, guys, I think a dozen probably official visitors that will come in. There'll be a number of unofficial visitors, committed and uncommitted, that will also be there that weekend. I think you literally have to go back at some point and go, okay, when is it too much of a good thing now to bring all these guys in on the same weekend? The good news is that you got guys like Christian Gaylord, who was very key with Jared Bubak in getting him last weekend. These guys are still very active when it comes to getting the players that are not committed when they come to Lincoln to kind of cozy up to them a little bit, take the pressure off, be their friend, make them laugh, make them think a little bit, but not necessarily, you know, push them the direction of Nebraska. They really just want them to go out there and just, look, make the best decision for you. This is why I chose Nebraska, and it's a non-pressure situation, and that's what's going to help Nebraska with hosting that large number, is that there's going to be a group of them that will be already committed. We'll know a lot more about that group and who's coming in probably Wednesday, Thursday next week.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report. Coach Pelini said that Birch and Riley will continue to stand on the sidelines. They won't make the trip at wide receiver. Kenny Bell ready to go. That was not supposed to be a concern going into this season. What's your take on the depth at wide receiver and just kind of hearkening back to maybe playing, as some guys said, down to the sixth and seventh guys on the depth chart? Tariq Allen, I didn't think, obviously looked really good last week. Well, what about where we're at there?
Well, obviously, you know, I think Nebraska had the intentions of bringing DeMarne personnel, you know, along slowly, and that's going to have to speed up now. You've got a guy there already that's finding his niche in the return game. He's going to have a bigger presence for you now in the receiving part of the game. It's very difficult. I mean, the game plan last week, you don't have a way to just kind of roll through losing both Bell and Turner to injuries in a single game. It just doesn't happen. I mean, that is the worst of all scenarios. You lose your top two guys, or two of your top guys, excuse me. So I think we've all seen what's happened as the season has gone along between Tommy and Jordan Westerkamp. I mean, that's really a budding relationship. The chemistry obviously is there. They are very much in tune with what's going on. But you look at then the relative lack of touches until last week to Jamal Turner, you know, and then Turner started getting involved. Now he's lost for the season. Kenny Bell's had some opportunities, had some drops. DeMarne Personnel gets involved a couple times. But then there's also been a real lack of touches and targets to tight ends, which have been, to me, that's been the most concerning part. When you see third and six come up and you're going 30 yards downfield, as opposed to finding the running back in the flat or finding a tight end on an intermediate route, those are the holes that exist right now in the offense. And you have to the challenge the field intermediately, you know, just under the under routes as well as horizontally, and getting the guys out in the flats and getting good matchups there. That's all part of having the total offense. And I think Nebraska has the players. I think it's just down to Tom making better decisions with where to go with the football.
Yeah, hey, I agree with you about a couple things you said. About Randy Gregory, I think he's got to be the key to the defense, because up front, when I was talking about how slow those some of those guys were, with Randy Gregory in there, you know, let's say you got four or five men on the front, some of those guys got to be fast and runners and put pressure on the quarterback, be able to run down people when the play develops too long. The other guys are up there up front to hold and make sure that, you know, there's no penetration. So I do agree with you on that, and I definitely agree with you about the intermediate routes. Is we seem to not throw, we threw the ball only to the sideline, short routes, never over the field of the tight ends over the middle, and it seemed like that might have been open. We were forcing the ball downfield 30 to 50 yards. Now, we did hit a couple pass plays like that, but I definitely agree the key thing is these matches, and I think with Fresno, that's a weak defensive team. I think we can get some mismatches, and if he picks the right receiver, I think we're going to be okay.
I totally agree. I think people have made a little bit too much of the fact that Fresno is confusing up front, that the 3-4 that they run is confusing. And I think the offensive line for Nebraska last week did struggle a little bit. But that's happened from time to time, where it's just bad matchups. It's a lull. It's a week of coming off of setting Big Ten records to having to get up from McNeese State, and then all of a sudden they come in ready to play and you're not. I mean, we've seen this before from this team, and it's just, it's one of those things you hope that they can correct, you know, They hope they can correct after it's happened time and time again, but they don't seem to be able to. So, but I think that Nebraska's got a real good opportunity if they keep going back to them here and have some patience and look for the things that are going to work over time if they set it up properly to get the ball in his hands. It shouldn't have to come down to he needs to make a play with 20 seconds left. It should be he's going to pop one of these things, even though he's you know averaging 2 yards a carry, he's going to get 50 on one, and it's coming up. And so I think they just need to be a little more patient with him and keep feeding him the ball.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report. We'll make our predictions at the end of the show. Brian, your thoughts on tomorrow's game?
I think Nebraska's going to score some points, guys. I mean, obviously Fresno State's been ran over a little bit. They've allowed a lot of yards. They've allowed a lot of points. I was going to go 45-21.
Like where your head's at. Like where your head's at, Brian. I hope it's no closer than that. Let me just put it that way. Hey, always great chatting with you. Stay warm. Get your umbrella out, man.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, joining us here, scout.com, on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. A recruiting update brought to you by TNL. TNL Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every TNL irrigation system. So to assure many more years of reliable irrigation, schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today, because performing basic maintenance in the off-season pays you back when the summer heat arrives. Call your independent TNL dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. TNL irrigation systems, easier on you for a lifetime. Well, we'll get the point and the thoughts of Fresno beat writer Robert Kuwata about the Bulldogs when we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Listen, just wanting to lose weight for summer isn't going to get you into that killer bikini shape. You've got to make it happen. There's no better or faster way to do it than with Complete Nutrition. Don't wait another second. Get into Complete Nutrition today to get over that weight loss hump. Our consultants will help you find the perfect weight loss product to kickstart your workout and to have more energy, burn more fat, and get into perfect shape for summer without logging extra hours at the gym. Come on, summer's here. So what are you waiting for? Check out any one of the three new weight loss products available now at Complete Nutrition. They're clinically proven to shrink fat cells and help you safely lose 21 pounds and burn difficult abdominal fat 12 times faster than with just diet and exercise alone. So don't wait. Come into Complete Nutrition and get started today.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island near Gordman's. Call 382-8663. And in Kearney on North 2nd Avenue. For free shipping, call 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, it'll be mostly cloudy. We'll have rain likely with a high near 52. Tonight, gradually clearing skies, areas of frost overnight with a low near 34. Tomorrow we'll have sunny skies, high 60, and tomorrow night, clear. Currently, it's 43.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, working your way through a Friday. And when it's coming to tailgate time, it doesn't matter. That's about the only thing that would have made it more fun going to a dreary football game last night was to have some tailgating going on ahead of time. And Troutman's Quality Meats is a grill's best friend. All beef at Troutman's is USDA choice, and their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. You know when you go to Troutman's, it's all the best. Doesn't matter what you're getting. You're getting into prime ribs. You're getting into hams. You're getting into the bacon for the BLTs. You know, they've always got great brats. They've got everything that you could possibly want. Put those steaks on the grill. It's a 9:30 game, Central Time, folks. Make sure that you don't go crazy and then fall asleep during the game because you overate. Get maybe a snack tray. Get a little meat and cheese tray from the gang over at Troutman's Quality Meats. You can't do any better. If you're going to put the grill on, don't mess it up with, you know, stuff that's just not going to taste good after you've taken all day to prepare it. Get it right there at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, East Highway 30 in Kearney. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday as we get ready for tomorrow's Nebraska-Fresno State game. 4:30 pregame on the Breeze 94.5, kickoff at 9:30. And let's find out. We've been hearing a lot of stuff. We keep thinking that Fresno might not be a challenge, although we all know that Nebraska going on the road, it will be a challenge. And we are pleased to welcome Robert Kawada. He is the beat writer for the Bulldogs for the Fresno Bee, getting up to spend a little time with us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Robert, good morning. Thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great, and I want to find out exactly what the Fresno people think about Fresno State. We're seeing that the defense hasn't done well. Is it because of the opponents, you know, the two quarterback system? There are a lot of storylines. Is it true turmoil right now at Fresno State, or is it too early to be talking about that?
Yeah, I think that would be a little premature. You know, I mean, like you said, they've gone up against two pretty good teams over the past 2 years. They've obviously won a lot of football games, but they've always had trouble in those 2 years when they're playing up in competition. So I don't think, you know, what's happened is to be expected to some degree.
Robert, how vastly different, I know the personnel is different, but how vastly different is Fresno State's team and program than the one that came to Lincoln and gave the Huskers all they wanted in 2011?
It's vastly different, yeah. I mean, completely different offensively, defensively. There's not a lot of similarities there. I mean, this team has got some experienced players back, but they have some real holes that they're having to try and patch up right now. Offensively, obviously, they're nowhere near where they were last year. It's just, you know, you're talking about Derek Carr, you talk about Devontae Adams, you talk about Isaiah Burse. It's just they were not in a position recruiting-wise where they were able to even come close to replacing those guys. So they have a lot of work to do.
You know, last year we looked at your scores and noticed, you know, the 52-51 overtime win over Rutgers, 42-37 Hawaii. A lot of those games were the same. I know in December the weather got a little colder and your scores weren't as high, and then you had trouble with USC in the bowl game and then in the first game this year. But last week's game was the turning point where I thought maybe this team's not very good at all. Talk to me a little bit about that, if you would.
You know, I don't think you're too far off base. Like I said, I mean, they're growing in some areas, specifically offensively, but the past 2 years, they definitely have had their issues defensively. They're not real big. They're not real physical. They don't tackle all that well. They have some real coverage issues out at the cornerback spots. Part of that last year was they had a lot of injuries. This year, you know, they're just trying to develop, I think they brought in six new corners. They're trying to develop some consistency there with two returning guys and the new guys they have coming in. They're just, have had a tough time. Like I said, you go back and look at their scores last year and you think, yeah, you're 11-2, but it took some extraordinary offensive performances to win those games because they're giving up, like I said, 52, 41, 37. They're giving up a lot of points, and that they're not at a point right now where they've been able to change that.
Talking with Robert Kawada of the Fresno Bee here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Robert, tell us from your vantage point what's going on at the quarterback position. who do you like? It seems like the coach likes one guy. Everybody else likes the other guy. It seems like it's pretty 50-50. Which one is a better matchup against Nebraska?
It'll be interesting. It's a tough call for them. I've told people before, it's like you can't make a wrong decision, but you can't make a right decision because there's really not a lot of separation between the two the way they've played. They have what they have, and you pick one and go with them and see if the other guy can give you a spark. And they're really kind of sorted out by the time they get to conference play. So they're trying to give both guys an opportunity to do something. And like I said, I mean, neither one has been able to really take that and run with it and string series together, put points on the board, and play consistently. So, it's just a toss-up right now, I'd say.
Hey, I got a question for you. When I'm trying to look at this game, I just look at this and think, hey, Nebraska – even though we're not as good as we have been in the past, maybe we still look like up front we're going to have some success. Is the home field advantage going to be that big of a deal right now? Because I think the coach at Fresno State's never lost a home game, if I'm not mistaken. And you have evidently you've got a long string of wins 13. At home.
Yeah.
So is that going to be is that going to be the difference in this game and why it's only a 10-point spread?
Yeah, I was actually stunned by that 10-point spread, to be honest with you. It is pretty interesting. I mean, it's 13 games in a row. But again, I think when you look at the scores of those games, they were lucky to win. You know, I mean, Rutgers in overtime had to come back in the last minute and 40-some-odd seconds to get a tying score in regulation. Boise State, another, you know, crazy one-point game where they're putting up a ton of points to make up for some defensive deficiencies, obviously. They don't have the offense to do that this year. I'd be stunned if Nebraska just came in and played Nebraska football if they didn't have a pretty easy time in this game.
Just another minute here with Robert Kuwata of the Fresno Bee. There is a little bit of a connection that back here in Nebraska, there was stories today in the Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star about Josh Harper, Fresno's leading receiver so far. His dad played for the two-time national champions in 70 and 71. What can you tell us about Josh? Is he dynamic or is he just leading the way right now?
He is both. He's leading the way and he's a dynamic player. I mean, he's probably the best guy they put on the field offensively. He should, when they get in conference play and get a quarterback situation sorted out, I expect him to put together a pretty good year by the time he's done. I mean, he's a great kid. He's a very good player. I think the Nebraska fans will have fun watching him on Saturday.
Robert, is there one thing that Fresno State, besides that home field advantage, that they do that should worry Nebraska as they get ready to watch the game tomorrow?
Wow. that's a pretty good question. When I look at it, I look at all the things that Nebraska can do to Fresno State. I haven't really come up with one that Fresno State can do to Nebraska, only because they haven't done it yet this year. I mean, they're still in a stage where they're trying to work so many things out, both offensively and defensively. You can't point to one thing and say, boom, they can do this against Nebraska on either side of the football. So it's going to be interesting to see what they can get done. I know the people here are interested to see just if they can make it a game. So, going forward, they definitely need to hang their hat on something. They need something to develop that they can own and take forward.
Robert, of all the statistics, and this is just on paper, I mean, I watched a lot of the USC game, didn't see Utah except for a couple of highlights out there. They are getting some tackles behind the line of scrimmage. Are those penetrations on runs? Are those sacks? Are those late in the game? Well, what's the reason that Kyrie Wilson and some of the guys are getting tackles for losses?
Well, that's the crazy thing about it. I mean, you look at what they've done this year and even last year in that regard. They play a lot of plays well, but when they don't, it's big. You know, I mean, last year they gave up, I think it was 48% of their total yardage they gave up was on 10% of their plays, which means 90% of their plays they played pretty well. And the ones that they don't, they go for a long way. They go for scores. And that's pretty much the way it's been to some degree this year. They haven't been as good in those plays as they were last year, but they do have the ability to do that. They just have to do it much more consistently.
Well, tomorrow night we'll see what it's all about with Nebraska at Fresno State. Robert Kuwana, the Fresno Bee. You can check out online a lot of great articles that he's got up there of what's going on and find out more about this Bulldog program. Robert, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for getting up with us this morning. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Take care, Robert Kuwana, Fresno Bee. I did not scratch out my prediction yet, Jimmy, based on what Robert said. He didn't tell me anything that shocked or surprised me here, maybe confirmed, maybe even on the other side of what he thinks is going to happen in this football game tomorrow night.
Yeah, you don't get a whole lot of confidence in the people in California. This could be one of the biggest plays you could have if you're a Nebraska fan. It really could be huge. And what's really interesting about, Doug, what's really interesting about this to me is a lot of this is based on Fresno being the home team and what they've done in the past. And like he said, they were lucky to kind of get a couple of those wins, you know, to keep this home winning streak going. They've lost an NFL quarterback who's not going to be playing in the game. And what that guy did was he was kind of like a Johnny Manziel at A&M. And when A&M had struggled stopping people, Johnny would keep him in the game and throw passes and just keep him. And you always, and this is kind of what this kid did. He just kept him in the game, this Carr kid did, yep. and did things. And I just don't see this happening. I'm not talking about Nebraska being this good either. I'm not talking about that Nebraska's a great football team. I'm talking about Fresno's being very poor on the defensive side, and their offense has shown nothing this year.
Well, hard to replace a guy like Derek Carr, who did a different style than Manziel, but I know exactly what you're saying. He stepped up and made plays when they needed it. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, heading out to Vegas, staying out there in the Pacific time zone with Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Don't forget that the Chrysler Great American Drive event is going on right now with all new 2015 Chrysler 200s in stock. And if the price of gas, maybe you want the kids to have something to drive, 32 highway miles to gallon. Only car in the class that offers available all-wheel drive, 9-speed automatic transmission, and a beautiful new redesigned body style. It's the Chrysler Great American Drive event. Find out more about Chrysler and all of the great brands at your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or go online to thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Did you just chug that entire 20-ounce pop?
Yeah, I needed energy.
You'll need energy to run the 2.5 miles it takes to burn those calories.
2.5 miles? From one pop?
Drinking only 6 pops a month could add 5 pounds of fat in a year.
Wow. So if I drank one a day, that's like 25 pounds a year.
You better get running.
Maybe I'll just rethink my drink and choose water.
Water's a great choice. Visit ActivateBuffaloCounty.com for more info on rethinking your drink.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
Rocky.com.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you. And always here at chsagra.com.
Hi, Sean Callahan here. I'm excited to tell you about a company I'm working with that will finally bring you the internet experience you've been waiting for. I'm talking about a company that is so reliable, so dependable, and has such amazing local customer service that you'll be wondering why people haven't done business like this before. Prairie iNet Fixed Wireless Internet will change the way you experience your world. Let's talk about their amazing technology. They have the largest fixed wireless network in the U.S., and because of this, they can pass their savings on to you. That means finally having reliable internet at a price you can afford. Another perk, no contracts. With Prairie iNet, you won't sign a contract ever. I've personally met the people at Prairie iNet. You can trust that you'll be getting a better internet experience, and more importantly, you can trust them. Mention my name, Sean Callahan, and you'll get a $100 Visa gift card and free installation for just signing up. Call Prairie iNet right now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, tomorrow you can get a chance to go watch and be a part of the Kearney Therapeutic Horseback Riding Program. They're going to have their second annual horse show. We've talked with Carter Zimke and the folks that run the organization, and this is a chance for you. If you know some of the folks in the program, if you've donated to the program, you can see where your help is going, helping disadvantaged youth and folks from around the area. And the event will go on tomorrow at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Starts at 10 a.m. and runs into the middle of the afternoon. It's the second annual Kearney Therapeutic Horseback Riding Program Horse Show. Go on out, check it out tomorrow at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox. This comes from Tom in Kearney. Jimmy, I know you love home dogs. Are you putting the retirement fund on Fresno State?
No, but I might put the retirement fund on Nebraska.
Big call. We'll be making our predictions here momentarily. But you know what? I've always tried to keep up on what's going on at the Mandalay Bay in Vegas because I love going out there and love seeing Mike Perenio and enjoying some events. And now I'm jealous because you got a beer fest going on. We just drug him out of the beach bar, Mike Perenio, with us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's going on, Michael?
Yeah, it's like one of the hottest new things in the country is these beer fests, and we've got a brewmaster dinner, and they have like a discussion group, and all kinds of different kinds of beers, and this is a big weekend out here with the Mayweather fight and this beer fest, and I know the people in Nebraska kind of like beer, being from there. I've drank a few beers in Nebraska.
And the discussions at Beer Fest in Nebraska, those are pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, mostly about football, right?
Well, they're going to be up late night tomorrow. Take me into the fight. What's fight night? Those usually are some outstanding times to be around Vegas or if they're in Atlantic City, whatever the case may be. But when you got big-time fights, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, I mean, you can bet them when you're here. Atlantic City can't bet them. But, yeah, Mayweather's, you know, it looks like he's going to retire after this fight and two more in next September. So you got a chance to watch him. This is a great fight. There's actually good seats and tickets available for this. Mayweather's gone up to a 750 favorite. So Madonna's a plus 500, 5-1 underdog right now. And there's pretty good undercards on the fight, too. It's a really good card, and there's a couple of championship fights on the undercard. And it's Mayweather in Vegas. It's the best place to be, and it's so much fun. And then, you know, you got the added bonus of being able to play college and football and NFL when you're here in town and go to the beer fest.
Do you ever on a Sunday or a Saturday, you know, it's kind of the end of the day, the games are winding down, just like last weekend, and you look across and you go, you poor bastards, we just kicked your ass. We just killed you. What a week it was in week one for the NFL for Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, it comes and goes. I mean, there's weeks when we get killed, but, you know, we do this for a living, and people come here for entertainment, and they bet the parlay cards. And last week was a pretty good way for us to start the week off. There was a lot of games that ended with the backdoor cover, and we talk about taking underdogs with you guys all the time. And the Colts came back. That was a huge decision for us. A Hawaii backdoor covered at the end and a late game where everyone was trying to get even. So between that and Saturday and Sunday, Saturday's always kind of it's all day long, and we win some and we lose some, and we kind of just grind it out. And the NFL, It's like all or nothing. Either people are cashing in 19 parlays, or we're making big profits on our end. It doesn't seem a lot of grind action. It's either really big wins and feast or famine. It's just it's a tough sport, NFL football, and if you don't take dogs, you make it a lot tougher.
Hey, when Doug made the comment about looking at the people, and I think he called them other names than I would say right now on the radio. But do you ever look out there at the people, and there's men that are like in their 40s and 50s that are wearing NFL jerseys? Do you look at them and go, unbelievable? Do you ever have a conversation back there about that?
Not really. I mean, the fans that are here are having so much fun. I think it's a little different atmosphere when people come to Vegas. It's like when I go to Del Mar in the summertime on my vacation, I budget in that I'm going to lose this much at the track every day. So, you know, people are here having fun. If they win, they've already budgeted that I'm not going to win, and so when they win, they're happy, and if they lose, they go, heck, I got my money's worth anyway. And you know, there's some guys that play big money, but you know, those guys know what they're doing. And if they lose, you can't really be up and down about it. If you're that way about playing the football, then you probably shouldn't be playing it. You can't let it be that emotional.
Yeah, that's a good point. My dad one time told me, I went to the horse races, I believe at Exarban, but it might have been Fonter Park, and we were driving home in the car together, and I'm sitting there, and you could just tell that I lost quite a bit of money, and he looked at me and he goes, hey, you know what the funnest thing in the world is, Jim? And I go, no, what is it? He goes, it's going to the horse races and winning. And he said, you know what the second funnest thing in the world is? And I go, no. He says, going to the horse races and losing. So he made me feel a lot better. I've always tried to use that when I go to Vegas, and I don't hit that 19 parlay you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's all entertainment, and you know, we get all kinds of good kinds of action on games from the props we put on the Thursday night and Sunday, Monday games. And so there's things to cheer about even during the game. And it's just you get people with opposing teams, you know, talking smack and cheering back and forth in a good way, you know, not getting in fights or anything, but they'll start chants on one for the Redskins, and then the other teams will start there. You know, it's like being in a giant sports bar, but you got the great pictures and the betting that goes with it.
Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook, joining us during Beer Fest out there at Mandalay Bay. The big fight, Mayweather, taking the canvas, hopefully, with a win tomorrow for the Mayweather fans. But week two on NFL is always interesting, Mike, because usually there's a lot of overreaction. Not from Vegas, because you always get some lines that make people raise their eyebrows, and then you burn them on them. But where are some overreaction? What do you like this week?
You know what, the thing people forget, I think they kind of get it on week one, although I think they made some mistakes, the public, last week. Week two, there's a lot of, that people forget about, it's home openers for a lot of teams. And then week two, you got to kind of look at that. You're right about overreacting. Teams that won big last week, you know, they're probably not going to look as good this week. Lions, for example, maybe Seattle, although maybe Seattle's just so good that you can't overreact to that team. But I see a lot of teams not remembering that it's week two, and some of these home openers mean a lot to some of these teams. And if you forget about that, it can hurt you. And I know like the Niners are favored by 7 over the Bears, who looked pretty good last week. But it's also they're opening a new stadium there. So there's some things that you got to factor in when you're betting these things. And people forget about home openers on week two.
Now, that was well done, but you got somebody you like?
Well, you know what? I have dogs, but the line that seemed a little too far out of line for me was the Chiefs-Broncos. I know the Chiefs look terrible, and the Broncos, although they didn't cover, looked like they dominated that game. And I think visually people think Denver was blowing the Colts away that whole game, and they're, you know, going to be great. And they will be. But that's a division game, and at 13.5, That seems a little ridiculous to me. And I know the Chiefs' defense isn't that good, when they, especially when they play good teams. But, you know, Colts kind of got it. If you want to play Denver, you got to kind of keep the ball out of their hands. So I think Charles will get a lot of carries. And if they don't get behind early and panic, that 13.5, that's, even if Denver does get ahead, that seems like a Colts thing where they score at the end of the game and cover, even if they don't keep it close. But, you know, wouldn't surprise me if that game came down to 7 points or a field goal at the very end. And getting 13.5 could be 45-14, but you know what? I'll take 13.5 points in the NFL. That's, the Chiefs aren't last year's Jacksonville, so I think they'll bounce back a little bit in that game.
Mike Perenio, director of the Racing Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay, just has to do it. He has to bring up Denver. He has a big matted picture frame of all my losing tickets from the Super Bowl last year. He saved those, and he's got that in his office for, you know, to hang over my head every time we talk with him on the Doug and Daddy Show. And there were a lot of those, Jimmy. There were a lot of those.
Hey, I noticed in college football this week in particular, there are quite a few games where the public is really heavy one way or the other. One of the games which would be interesting, I mean, I would think in your area, is the Northern Illinois UNLV game, where a high percentage of the people are taking Northern Illinois. What's your thoughts on that?
You know what? Yeah, the UNLV's definitely didn't. There's a college does the same thing as the pros. People look at teams and they're bad, and then they don't realize that they can still come back and cover. The only thing I know is Northern Illinois is coming in here. The atmosphere in Vegas, when you bring a college team into Vegas, doesn't help you if you're the coach. That's probably the last place you want to take your team to the land of Las Vegas with all the distractions. And then top that off, I think it's going to be like 98 degrees, and I know Northern Illinois has some heat and humidity, but we've got, our heat is dry heat. So, 98 degrees, I got to figure that's got to take its toll on a team coming in here. But you know what? The line with the 10 points and the total, I would think the total would be the way to go there. I think if it's 98 degrees, even by 4 o'clock, it's not going to be much less than 95, 96. And I think that's got to take something out of it. Even both teams. Even living here, playing football in upper 90s, I don't care where you're playing at, is tough. And the one thing we've been doing a lot, and you see it a lot in Vegas now that's changed a little bit over the years, is correlation parlays, where we're not allowing teams to lay 10 and take the over on 55.5. There's a lot of team parlays where you can't parlay the side and the total now. It's just something that's happened over Vegas, and I remember, especially in the NFL, when the Patriots were at their peak, the line would be 16, and the total, you couldn't make them either one high enough. It was like giving a free two-team parlay to everybody every week, and the books have kind of adjusted to the, you can bet them separately or bet them with other teams, but there's a lot of games on the board where you can't take favorite or dog, for that matter, the correlation parlays, you just can't bet them when they're, we just don't allow it.
Mike Perenio, last minute with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll let him get back to Beer Fest there going on this weekend at the Mandalay Bay. Very rarely do we actually ask you, I think, about a Nebraska game, but we just talked to Robert Kawada from the Fresno Bee. Even the Fresno people are confused, except that they have a 13-game home winning streak, why it's only a 10-point line. Both Jimmy and I have the feeling that even though Nebraska didn't look great last week, this is a game that they should pounce all over that 10.5. Then the public is, what, 94% on Nebraska? So all the wagering things point towards Fresno, and maybe our heart is a little bit bigger than our head here, points towards Nebraska. Just a thought on the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough to touch that game. I mean, it is on the road, and Fresno, that's one of those things where Fresno State just looked awful. But Nebraska didn't look any better. That was an amazing game. I'm surprised that game didn't go to overtime. That was kind of a strange outcome. But I don't know. I always lean toward dogs anyway. I have a hard time betting against Nebraska because the emotions get involved when I'm trying to go with them or against them. But I know this, when 94% of the the people have a side. You don't want to be on that side, and that's what happened with last night's game. I mean, 9 out of every 10 people were betting the Steelers last night, and that's how that turned out.
Yeah. In my pick five, I had Baltimore. I was excited about that. I'll tell you what, if getting close, folks, if we talk about going out for the Super Bowl, we talk about going out for the NCAA tournament, Breeders' Cup is right around the corner. They take care of the horse players as well as anybody. They are the best at Mandalay Bay. If you're in Vegas or want to make some plans, talk to Mike. Get a hold of the Mandalay Bay. They'll take care of you. And, of course, I know you're looking forward to the Pitbull concert, which is coming up at the Mandalay Bay, Michael, and we've got NBA basketball, a couple of other concerts out there, Michael Jackson, Cirque du Soleil. That is nothing. Again, I've not even heard, not that it wasn't a good, I haven't heard one even bad moment of anybody that's went to any of those things. So you got so much going on. Am I missing anything?
No, it's you know what, I've been in Vegas for over 30 years, and when you come to this property, you know, we got NBA games, we got that Michael Jackson show is like by far the best show on the Strip. And, you know, there's stuff that goes out on property that at House of Blues, like Willie Nelson's going to be in concert here at House of Blues, which, you know, how many times are you going to be able to see him again in January for a couple dates? And it's with all the concert events and other stuff you can do, we really are a resort. You can come here and you don't have to ever see the light of day. You don't have to leave unless you want to go out to our great pool, which isn't bad either.
Yeah, the pool is a lot of fun, I can guarantee you. And, hey, I'll tell you what, like you say, you don't have to leave. Hey, you have the restaurants, tremendous restaurants, and then you've also got sandwich places. I mean, you're actually right. You do not have to leave. And your waitresses, you know, I mean, they're nice. They're nice.
Yes, they're very nice people.
Yes.
They're very nice people.
Well,
Michael.
We appreciate you guys coming out here once in a while.
Well, it's not going to be long. We're already gearing up to get out there again. Michael, we'll let you get back to work. Enjoy the weekend. Don't take all the money, okay?
We won't.
Okay, buddy. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Perenio joining us, the director of the Race and Sportsbook. Love having him on our Friday shows from time to time out in Las Vegas. I'm serious. Mike takes care of you in a variety of ways. And, of course, maybe you just want to sit there and have a cocktail. Maybe you want to go see a show. Maybe you want to golf. Mike's going to have you pointed in the right direction. He's going to take care of the Nebraska folks. So if you go to Vegas, go to the Mandalay Bay, talk to Mike, and say, hey, heard you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Love what you're doing. What's going on? And he's going to set you up real nice. And go to the Mandalay Bay website. Go to the Race and Sportsbook. You'll see what Mike looks like. You know, pretty good-looking cat there with slick back hair. And looks like he could run the town of Vegas like he does.
No doubt.
We are not done yet, folks. We have got plenty to do here. We've got Pigskin Pick'em, Jimmy's Selections. So let's do our Pigskin Pick'em. We'll go into the break here, ask you a trivia question. If you have not, well, we're 0-2, so you can't be one of the first two people that have competed against us. You get one shot. But if you get the trivia question right, you're already a winner with a Big Daly's Deli large combo meal. Big Daly's Deli, top of the hill, Kearney, and across from Duncan Field and Hastings. Open to get bazillion sandwiches. Get it the way you made. So they're great sandwiches. And then if you beat us, you get the Cunningham's cash that's in the pool. We're going to try and at least build that up for a week or two here, but we're 0-2. So here we go, 888-455-ESPN. I love your question. I love the question that producer Jeff has for the show today. It's so good, I want to save it for Tuesday's Troutman's Trivia. That's what I'm going to do. The question I have, I'm going to make it a little easier, I think, because there's only a couple possible connections that you can put together here. So here's our trivia question. First one to get it goes up against Jimmy and myself in Pigskin Pick'em. The head coach of Fresno State is Tim DeRuiter. Tim DeRuiter. He has been an assistant coach at two colleges with military ties. Name the two places that he has been an assistant coach with military ties. 888-455-ESPN. One of them is his alma mater. 888-455-3776. Name the two military institutions that Tim DeRuiter has been an assistant coach at. First one to do that goes up against us in Pigskin Pick'em.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community.
The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Fodder Park.
Watch and wager on coast-to-coast horse racing starting at 11:25 at Fodder Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Play live draw Keno. Enjoy delicious salads, sandwiches, lunch, and dinner specials. Full bar service. Saturday, the $600,000 Kentucky Turf Cup from Kentucky Downs. Then it's prime rib dinner, night racing from Remington, and the Husker Fresno State game on the big screen. So race to the finish line. Number one for food and fun.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of protein design.
This is Wayne. Wayne, tell everyone why you're talking like that. Because someone triple dog dared you to touch the side of a beer can from the Midtown Mart cooler with your tongue and now it's stuck. Is that about covered? Wayne, by the way, no longer doubts that Midtown Mart has the coldest beer in town. Free ice and free carry out for Midtown Mart customers. The convenient liquor mart. Midtown Mart on West 2nd in Hastings. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA football. It's a Big 12 SEC showdown in Norman as the fourth-ranked Oklahoma Sooners host the Tennessee Volunteers. Hi, it's Greg Daniels. Join Tony Hill and me for all the action as Justin Worley and the Volunteers look for a huge road upset over Trevor Knight and the fourth-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. It's the Sooners and the Volunteers. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Saturday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, you don't know me, but you
Doug and Daddy Show, ready for Pigskin Pick'em. The answer was Air Force and Navy, Tim DeRuiter, a member of the Air Force Class of 85. That was the answer to today's trivia question. And Jason from Kearney knew it. He's ready to beat our brains in Pigskin Pick'em. Jason, how you feeling today?
Good.
Jason, you ought to be real confident. We've struggled so far.
Yeah, we're not good. We're not good. And there's a lot of games this week that don't have close spreads. So one of them is Tulsa and Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic having trouble against Nebraska and Alabama, which most teams I would hope should. Tulsa at Florida Atlantic. Tulsa's favored by a point, though, on the road. Jason, who you got?
Well, I pick Tulsa.
And Jimmy?
I'll take Florida Atlantic. I was going to go whichever way he went, I was going the other.
Well, you know, here's the deal. I think Florida Atlantic has to have better athletes than Tulsa. Why is Tulsa favored? I'm going to take, because they got that rest in the fourth quarter at Alabama, they only had to play half a fourth quarter, I'm going to take Florida Atlantic. North Carolina State at South Florida. The favorite here is North Carolina State by a point and a half. Jimmy?
South Florida.
I haven't heard a lot of good things about South Florida this year. I'm going to take North Carolina State. Who do you like, Jason?
I like South Florida.
Arkansas at Texas Tech. Who would have believed that a year ago the spread in this game would have been one? Texas Tech is favored by one. They're at home. I suppose Bielema and Arkansas have to win a game sometime. I'm going to take Texas Tech. Jason, who you got?
I like Texas Tech.
And Jimmy? Clean sweep?
Yeah, let's go with the clean sweep. I'd hate to lose the contest on this game.
Okay, UCLA at Texas. Can Texas get the job done at home? What do you think, Jason?
I'll go with Texas.
Jimmy.
I'll take the University of California, Los Angeles.
Yeah, me too. Indiana at Bowling Green. This opened up as a real small spread, and now it's all the way to Indiana minus 8. Indiana at Bowling Green. Why is that, Jimmy?
The only reason I can think is because Indiana maybe is pretty good on offense, you know what I mean, and might be able to score some points.
Potential high-scoring game.
Yes,
here,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Who you got?
I'm going to take Indiana.
Who do you have, Jason?
I like Indiana.
See, there's something wrong with this whole thing here. There's something wrong with this. But since I've got an upset pick coming up, I'm going to stay with Indiana. West Virginia at Maryland. Some of our Big Ten faithful think Maryland's got a chance here. Jimmy, do they have a chance? You pick the last one first. I guess I got to go first. West Virginia at Maryland. Maryland is favored by 3.5. West Virginia gave some people some fits already. Who they have in the first?
Alabama.
It gave them all kinds of fits. I can't believe.
And they beat Oklahoma State last year. West Virginia did.
This is a screwy line. I'm going to take West Virginia. Jimmy?
I'll take the Big Ten team.
Okay.
Maryland.
That's Maryland. Yep. Jason, who you like?
I like West Virginia.
Minnesota at TCU. This is another one that the line went kind of crazy on. Minnesota, TCU opened at about 8. It's anywhere from 10 to 13 right now and going up. Jason, who you like in this one? Minnesota at TCU.
TCU.
Jimmy?
I'm going to take TCU also.
Oh, here's my upset. I listened to Hale Varsity yesterday, Gary Barnett. He likes Minnesota. Maybe he goes, he even made the comment, for the bettors, this might be a good one to take. And I'm taking way too many road teams, but I take Minnesota as my upset of the week. Iowa State. I can't wait for your picks, Jimmy, because I got to think this is one of them. But who do you like in this straight up?
I'm taking Iowa straight up.
Taking Iowa straight up. Who you got, Jason?
I like Iowa.
Yeah, a clean sweep. I'm not going to let Iowa. I mean, I pick him. I like him this year. Penn State at Rutgers. Penn State is favored by 3. A lot of people have. I haven't seen a prediction really of more than a 3-point win for Penn State. I'm taking Penn State. Rutgers is going to sell out. Penn State's going to clip them late. Who you got, Jimmy?
I'll take Rutgers.
And who you got, Jason?
Penn State.
And finally, probably the biggest game of the weekend. I don't know why College Game Day went back to North Dakota State. If you're going to go to a Division II school or a 1A school, go someplace different. 2 straight years in Fargo, it's cool for them, but they can't keep going to the SEC either. This is probably the game of the week. Georgia at South Carolina. Georgia's favored by 6.5. Jason, who you got?
I like Georgia.
Jimmy, I don't know, man. I heard a lot of things at South Carolina. I mean, they just can't lose this game. They've beaten up on Georgia the last 2 times. I love Georgia, though. I'm taking them.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Georgia also. I mean, I didn't even mark this game. I was going to kind of maybe decide to take South Carolina a little bit. I think it'll be a fun game to watch. I don't know if Georgia's as good as people think they are, but I'm not so sure South Carolina's the team that can beat them either.
I took 7 road teams. I'm on my way to another 3-7 weekend. But just in case we have a tie, that's what it came down to last week. It's always the total points in the Nebraska game. Jimmy and I have ours down. What do you got, Jason? Total points, Nebraska, Fresno State.
56.
He's the low man, isn't he, Jimmy? I got 59 over here. What do you got?
I got 60.5. if it makes you feel better, I'll go 80.5.
Well, it won't matter.
But I had 60.5 is what I had.
Well, if it's 57 or under, Jason's going to win the tiebreaker. So, Jason, congratulations. Already got the combo meal to Big Dally's Deli, and best of luck this weekend. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks.
Jason from Kearney, I know he's going to beat one of us, probably me.
I think very easily could beat me. I don't know. I like your selections. And I do think that this Minnesota at TCU, Minnesota, if they can keep the game low scoring, has got a chance to win the game. Unfortunately, if TCU can get their offense going, I don't think Minnesota's offense can keep up with TCU's. So Minnesota only has one way to win.
I think it's going
to
be lower scoring.
That's how Minnesota can win the ball game.
Let's before we get your picks and wrap things up, our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings. home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We ask you how you thought the Huskers would do. 64% said they'll cover. 36% says they won't cover. And nobody picks Nebraska to lose. Which National League team not currently in the playoffs has the best chance to make it? Atlanta's two games back. Milwaukee's a game and a half back or other. I'm a Braves guy. I'm going to say Atlanta's still got a chance to get in. Jimmy?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, we didn't even talk Royals or baseball with Perenio today. We had too much football.
Yeah, we had to talk football. And plus, the Royals lost last night and played very poorly on defense and really didn't pitch it that well and hit poorly.
So they'll play again tonight. 7:10 is the action. And, of course, Royals will be on the breeze on Sunday. We've got high school football tonight. We've got the Huskers tomorrow. So enjoy your high school football. But now, to culminate the show, Jimmy Langan's selections. Trying to get better each week.
Yeah,
what do you got for us?
Well, I have some games. I don't have anything that I would go crazy on, though. There's not one game that I thought that I looked at that I just thought, hey, this is an automatic. But I am taking Virginia plus the 8.5 over Louisville. Virginia played UCLA pretty well and had three turnovers that went for touchdowns against UCLA. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, Louisville did lose a couple good players off their team. So I kind of like Virginia plus the 8.5. I'm taking Central Florida. I'm not sold on Missouri yet. I'm taking Central Florida plus the 10. Against Missouri. I've taken Boston College plus the 18.5 over USC. USC did look really good, and they beat a Stanford team. I'm not sold that Stanford's as good as they have been in the past. And I think Boston College will give a great effort. I'm taking the UNLV plus the 10.5 over Northern Illinois. That game's in UNLV, and I think that Northern Illinois might be a little overrated. And then just for the fun of it, Toledo, I'm taking them over Cincinnati, plus the 13. And I'm going to give people Nebraska at minus the 10.5 today. That's my only team that's the favorite. I'm going to try Nebraska minus the 10 over Fresno. Don't be scared of it. What's the problem here is what happened here is every once in a while Vegas makes a mistake. And this is one where they've made a mistake. Fresno is not as good, and they haven't caught up with it yet. It's hard to go against a team that finished 11-2 and is home. But I do not think this team is even in the top 75 teams in the nation. This team will have a losing record at the end of the year.
It happened to Southern Miss. Won a conference championship, turned around the next year, couldn't win a game.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Fresno won't win a game, but.
Yeah, and I'm not so sold on Nebraska people. It's Fresno State losing so bad last week.
I am so, again, surprised that we're on the same wavelength, because I think that's bad for you if we're on the same wavelength. But I came into the show today thinking that Nebraska was going to win this game. They were going to win it easily. This is Washington-esque. When a lot of people were doubting Nebraska on the road with a shorter spread, you don't, for Nebraska, if you like to bet Nebraska, very few times do you get an opportunity like this where things should be in your favor. And again, if we sit here Monday and they get beat or something weird happens and it's way too close and they don't look good, then there'll be a lot of people up in arms and worried about Miami coming in. I'm going to take Nebraska 42, Fresno State 17, and I really think that Nebraska cruises in this game. They get up early. Fresno maybe even punches in one later, or there possibly is a defensive touchdown because Armstrong probably will throw it a little bit. But I think Nebraska can cruise home. They don't have to put up 56 points in this game. I'll take 42-17.
Good prediction. I think that's fine. If you want me to give one, I would go with Nebraska scoring over 50, and hopefully if they don't come back and cover late by scoring a ton of points.
And you want me to put the kiss of death on somebody like Mike and Mike can do? I really loved Baltimore yesterday. I don't make picks on the show at all anymore because what's the point? You're over there making the good ones. I like the Bears Sunday night. Even though it's the home opener, everything's new at San Francisco, I really like the Bears.
I like the Bears, and I believe, I mean, even if with a teaser, it's like plus 16.5.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so that's an amazing situation. I love the Bears myself.
Monday, Bo Pelini's press conference. Dick Buechner from the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame will be with us as well. Jimmy will be back. Enjoy your weekend, everyone, and we will see you Monday.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.